growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Victorious Voice Network. My name is Umberto Mutenia-Jao, and today I'll be talking about prayer as communication with God. I believe my co-anchors have explored the concept of prayer over the past few weeks, and it has been established that prayer is communicating with God. Last week, it was also established that praying God's word is coming into agreement with His word. Now, today, I want us to remember that prayer is a personal experience. We have been made priests. You know, you are a priest, so you can communicate with God and receive from Him. Communication is not a one-way thing, it's a two-way thing. So when you're communicating with someone, you know that, oh, I'm speaking to this person and this person is replying me, he's hearing me, I am hearing him. You understand? So as you're communicating, there is the place of keeping quiet for a while to listen to the other person. It is not just about speaking, but it is also about listening for God's guidance and direction. You know, the Bible said in Psalm chapter 46 verse 10, it said, "Be still and know that I am God." So prayer as communication with God exemplifies the concept of listening in prayer. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." The Bible said, "Call to me and I will answer you." The Bible did not say, "Call to me and run away." The Bible did not say, "Say everything you have to say and go your way." The Bible said, "Call to me and I will answer you." It is in God's answering you that you will learn the great and unsearchable things you cannot learn anywhere else. So this verse assures us that God is attentive to our prayers and He is willing to reveal important things to us. But the question is, are you ready to listen to Him? Are you ready to be persistent in prayer, knowing that God wants to speak to you? God wants to show you great and unsearchable things, knowing that as you ask, it will be given to you. As you seek, you will find. As you knock, the door will be open to you. The Bible says, "For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to who knocks, the door is open." You're not just making requests to God and going away. You're listening to what God has to say. You're calling to Him and waiting to hear what He has to say. So today, we need to learn persistence in prayer. Persistence in prayer accompanies communication with God. You cannot pray for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, as the case may be, saying everything you have to say to God and immediately standing up and, you know, just go like, "I've said what I want to say." God also wants to speak to you. He also wants you to listen to Him. And another point I want us to note is that God speaks to us in different ways. He speaks to us at every moment. So it is not until you're lying down, closing your eyes and waiting that, "Oh God, speak to me, God, speak to me." God speaks to us through His word. God speaks to us through visions, through dreams. God speaks to us through messages. You are your own priest, and this prayer thing is personal. So listen to God when He wants to speak to you. Don't just say what you have to say. Listen to Him. Be persistent in prayers. Be consistent in prayers. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Listen in prayer. I pray that God will help us to cultivate a very deep relationship with Him. To also know that the practice of prayer is personal and it is about you and God. I pray that God help us. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.